time now, 6:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this Tuesday. Help us get to work on time, Andy Farnsworth.
All right, then you'll want to avoid 5600 West. It's got slowdowns between 31 and 2100 South because of construction. That's also affected Bangor Highway, which is now quite a bit busier than normal between 35th and 21st South. Got a crash in Murray, minor, but still affecting westbound drivers trying to get through the 500 West intersection just west of I-15. You have to use the center lane instead of the right lane to get through. It's not a huge backup, though, thankfully. Eric Butler?
Not seeing any problems in Utah County. I-15 is looking great from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. If you're heading north from Saratoga Springs or Eagle Mountain, Redwood Road's looking great. We don't have any real delays there for the northbound side. A little bit of southbound slowing at 2100 North on Redwood. Heather?
Well, we're hitting the brakes now. Southbound I-15. This is around 200 North in Kaysville. Mostly it's one of the left lanes that's having the difficulty, so I don't know if there's debris or if it's just a merging issue, people trying to get onto I-15 from Kaysville, but that is going to slow you down a good 5 minutes trying to get to Salt Lake. No delays, though, on Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt. Market Street Grill serves fresh fish combined with local produce and artisan cheeses for a memorable dining experience. Make a reservation today at marketstreetgrill.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.